trying to do?
These guys are 11.
This is a tasty burger.
Inconceivable!
Just a flesh wound.
All right, all right, all right.
That action-packed audio logo means it's time for a new feature on Beta. Cult Filmmakers with Ian Hayden Smith. Ian is the author of... wait for it... Cult Filmmakers. That's some great synergy, isn't it? Today, Ian talks about one of our favorites, Jim Jarmusch. From Permanent Vacation through Patterson, Jim Jarmusch's films have always been positively his own. As Ian breaks down here, there are no limits of his control.
Well, he's probably the godfather of the modern indie movie. I know people say that the indie film scene, as opposed to independent cinema, that the indie with a capital I sort of began in the late 80s, early 90s. Many people see it as being heralded by Steven Soderbergh and Sex, Lies and Videotape, which won the top prize at the Cannes Film Festival in 1989. I'd say let's jump back 5 years to Jim Jarmusch's second film, Stranger Than Paradise. The thing about Jim Jarmusch, he's incredibly cool. Both in person, when he's talking about his career or his life, or the people he loves, the music, the musicians, the novelists, the filmmakers. But also in his films, they just give off this wonderful coolness. The characters are very nonchalant. But at the same time, I think what's interesting about Jarmusch is that his films and his own persona have created this aura of someone who exists just outside the mainstream. His characters, I mean, look at the characters in Stranger Than Paradise. They're sort of loners who get together for a road trip. You know it's not going to end particularly well. Each of them are idiosyncratic characters, but they are singular characters. They're not cliches in any way whatsoever. And they're not quirky characters. They are fully rounded human beings. But they're just like all of us. You scratch beneath the surface and actually we're all a little bit strange at heart. And I think that's what Jarmusch minds.
How did you guys find me here?
We went to Aunt Lottie's house and she told us that you were here.
Oh, you already saw her, huh? So can you stay for a few days?
Yeah, we could. Why not? I don't know.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. You want a hot dog?
No.
You already ate, right?
Yeah.
So I have a little more work to do, like 20 minutes. Can you wait for me?
Yeah, we came to pick you up.
It's also really interesting that you look at a lot of directors' careers and they tend to start out in genre a lot of the time and then develop into building their own voice. And Jarmusch, to a certain degree, has kind of jumped the other way around. He's working the other way around because Permanent Vacation, his first film, which was set in New York, came out of the no wave group of artists that existed in New York in the 1970s, late 70s into the 80s. And it's kind of post-punk as well. It's got this real punkish attitude. But it's just a great character piece. Likewise, Stranger Than Paradise. It's a really good character study. And then his wonderful Down by Law, which again is another brilliant character study, this time of three guys who are up on minor charges in a prison cell just outside New Orleans. You've got John Lurie, who was also one of the great jazz punk musicians and formed the band Lounge Lizards. You've got the truly great Tom Waits and also the Italian actor Roberto Benigni, who would go on to great fame and Oscar success with Life is Beautiful. And these guys escape from prison and go on the run in the backwaters outside of New Orleans.
We'll find something.
Yeah, he's leading us the wrong way.
Bob, he ain't leading us.
Hey man, you don't think I see what's going on?
If you move on a decade and away from these character pieces, first of all, you get an alternate Western, a black and white Western, Dead Man, starring Johnny Depp, which I would argue is probably Jim Jarmusch's finest film. It really is an astonishing, formally brilliant piece of filmmaking with a stunning score by Neil Young.
You're William Blake.
Yes, I am.
By the grace of the Lord Almighty. So, would it be presumptuous of me to ask you for your autograph?
Then you go on to a samurai film, Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai, with Forrest Whitaker taking on New York's Italian mafia.
He said Ghost Dog.
Yeah,
He calls himself Ghost Dog. I don't know, a lot of these black guys today, these gangster type guys, they all got names like that they make up for themselves.
Is that true?
Sure. He means like the rappers. You know, the rappers, they all got names like that. Snoop Doggy Dogg, Ice Cube, Q-Tip, Method Man. My favorite was always Flavor Flav from Public Enemy. He got the funky fresh fly flavor. Live lyrics from the bank of reality. I kick the flies through maneuver technicality. Do a dope track. I love that guy.
I don't know anything about that.
Then jump forward a few years. You've got a vampire film with Only Lovers Left Alive with Tom Hiddleston and Tilda Swinton, who, let's face it, is the perfect vampire.
That's delicious.
Blood on a stick.
On a stick.
That's not bad.
Very refreshing, especially when you're in a hot spot.
And then jump forward a couple more years, and to last year, you've got The Dead Don't Die, which is a zombie movie.
They're just dead people.
Well, yeah, for now, they're still just dead hipsters, but they haven't turned yet. It can take a while.
He's right, Mindy. Now they're just dead hipsters from Cleveland.
And so a lot of people started off making these genre films, but Jarmus decided to, along the way, start picking up his various genres that he would play with. And each time he plays with them brilliantly. He's constantly subverting expectations. And I think Dead Man, more than any other, rather than being this rural Western, it's a Western set in industrial times. I mean, Jarmus plays brilliantly with that film and the Western genre, and he would continue to go on doing that. But at the same time, he still makes these lovely offbeat character studies, such as Patterson with Adam Driver as a postman. And it's a really, really beautiful film. But they're like nothing else. There aren't films that are Jarmusch-esque, because I think he's so singular that I think anyone who's tried to copy him, it just never gets it right.
That was Ian Haydn Smith on the one and only Jim Jarmusch. Ian is the author of Cult Filmmakers, 50 Movie Mavericks You Need to Know. Stay tuned for another installment of Cult Filmmakers coming your way on Beta. Well, that does it for this edition of Beta. Thanks to our guests, Glenn Frankel, Nancy Jo Sales, Tom Sharpling, and Ian Haydn Smith. If you want to hear it again or catch up on past episodes that make long drives and housework more bearable, Beta is available to follow on Spotify or wherever you catch your favorite pods. Just search for WPR and Beta. And you can keep up with us during the week online at WPR.org/beta or on Twitter at WPRBeta.
Even for the internet, it's pretty shocking.
Beta is a production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Red Meat Productions. Our music and technical director is Steve Gotcher.
He ain't much of a stud either, from what I hear.
Our executive producer is Adam Friedman.
You know, with proper management, you could be taking home $50, maybe $100 a day, easy.
And thanks to you, our alphas. More Beta comes your way next week. Until then, I'm Doug Gordon.
I know enough to know that great big dumb cowboy crap of yours don't appeal to nobody.